Well, they killed Charlie. We'll call them they, them. I think that's just so appropriate. I know the rumor mill is because they released some. The gun they found with some trans shit in it. But you know what? They, them just works great just to identify the group that has no empathy because it's not just trans, it is the blue haired chicken cult. It's the deep state. It's the banksters. It's all of them. Pretty much you can identify these people just by how much they want to listen and do whatever MSM says and their cheering of Charlie Kirk. Oh, and the biggest one, you don't even have to hear them. You just watch them in their car with their mask. Easily identified. They've worn that freaking star all by themselves and they love it. Starting to think back in the day with Hitler, they loved that star. Probably meant something totally different. Oh yeah, it's going to be one of those. This podcast. I don't care if I offend you. Besides, all I got is opinions, and opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. I've seen a lot of fear, though. That's what's kind of weird. I sit there and watch Trump. People are going, oh, the Oval Office speech, where it's like just 4 minutes, the very first thing he ever said. It's AI. It's AI. And it's kind of like, I look, I was like, yeah, it could be a filter, in all honesty. If we're really like looking at it, it could be just a filter. Because I was watching it, and yeah, I was watching the hands too. I was like, this is really odd. There's so much movement in the hands, and I should say the fight not to have movement, that I have like a new theory on that. I think the filter, and that's why I'm going more with the filter. Because when you do AI generation where it's just the whole body, one, it's slower. And two, it's just too damn pretty. People are pretty, but they're not that pretty. So I was looking at that. I was like, you know what? With the finger disappearing and all of that fake stillness that's in there, it's like he's fighting not to move. I'm leaning towards filter. I don't think the AI filter does very well with a lot of movement. Apparently not, because it erased a digit. So we don't get to see his raw emotion at that time at all. And I look at the FBI that's been parading around, Cash and the other people and the law enforcement, and the mayors, and pretty much just Trump's administration in general, and then himself the next day. They look terrified. Like there is now a new fear unlocked. Not remorse, not sadness, not the anger that you see from all of us, but fear. And I was like, Well, that is interesting because if anything, I'd like to see just a little bit of anger from these government officials. And maybe it's true. Maybe Elon's right that he was hoping Doge could come in and put a sigh right through that craziness of a government. But it's just too damn broken. And I guess after you see most of Congress go to Israel to go kiss the wall. And it seems like only two members don't have an AIPAC overlord. Maybe it is just too damn big. And maybe the fear is that the giant has awoken. And maybe that's what they're afraid of. With all the technology they have, they should know where this individual's at. My God, they followed him all the way through the campus and into a neighborhood. And then you lost him? You lost him. Really? You gonna try and tell me they don't have satellite photos of whatever satellite was over at that time? Shoot, and if it is a they them, they really can't go that long without some kind of tech device on themselves. And I'm sure they're listening to all of his friends who are all gloating. You've only gotten two persons of interest? How weird. Cash Patel's standing there looking like a freaking scared rabbit. I will say that they them head FBI agent. Oh, he looks pretty confident. As soon as they said they got that palm print, that dude's whole life was in the palm of their hand, literally. You got a palm print? You know exactly who he is. They've been taking our biometrics for pretty much everything. Banks, your medical, all of it. Freaking jobs these days require it. Colleges. Let's get your prints. Why do you need my prints?
Oh, you know, just because that's how we identify our students.
I'm sure at this point you've heard all the birds outside. I have decided I'm just going to let you hear all of my surroundings. So you're going to hear chickens, chickadees, a catbird. No, it is not a cat dying or in pain. He is a catbird and he likes me. And occasionally the rumbling of an engine. Oh, wow. Silver broke above 42.
Yes.
Yeah. Just got the text that Charlie Kirk's killer has been in, or is in custody, I should say. Oh, wow. What three-letter agency did this they-them belong to? Because if you haven't figured it out yet, the they-them involves the government. They are they-them. The government is they-them. When you think of they-them, you should equal that with government. They-them, government. Crazy Antifa, government. They're all government. That barrier needs to be broken in your mind. Oh, that's a good cop. No, not in the sense that you want it to be. That's a good cop just in a swamp, trying to keep their head above water and not die. You don't think that they'll railroad your ass to stay alive? Come on, who are we fooling? This is not a rally call for violence. I'm just waiting for the moment when people just say, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to stay home and have a barbecue with my neighbors who are real people. Stay off the internet and just tell government to fuck off. Because the psychological part of this is because government stands on a podium and then you all look at government, that's their power. Monkey see, monkey do. Oh, government said, give me money. So we all give them, you know, between, it used to be 10%. It ain't fucking 10% no more. Like 20, 40, 50% of our pay and go, thank you, government, for standing on the podium. Really appreciate that, government, standing on the podium. I'm going to go pay my gas tax. And over here, I'm going to go pay for my sales tax. And then over here, I'm going to pay for the privilege to drive. Oh, yeah. And every week, I'm going to give them some money out of my check.
I'm waiting for that to stop.
I don't really care too much about a civil war. If you want to avoid that, just stay home. An economy that just stops? Holy shit, they don't like that stuff. Slaves that don't go to work? That's bad. If you can hear that chicken, I can hear it. She's driving me crazy. I'm going to assume she has laid an egg. Either that or she's talking heavily to somebody to come join her. Come look, I laid an egg. I'm so excited over this egg.
You'd think they'd be, like, happy. Yesterday I gave them a straw to kick around, and they've been doing it.
Kicking that straw around.
But she's got to talk about it.
I don't know what's next after the shooting. Obviously, as many of you noted, the feeling that it's like a 9/11 change has definitely happened.
And I'm just not sure how it's going to be. I cannot honestly predict the future in that sense. The only thing I'm for sure on is human behavior. And the human behavior right now is a herd movement. And instead of running, if you think of them like water buffalo, they'll get spooked and then they run. And it's pretty much crowd dynamics at that point of where they run to. Or they turn around and they start to fight. And we're at that point. They're turning around to fight. And I'm not quite sure how that they-them is going to react. At this moment, all I'm seeing is fear, but I'm sure that will pass. I think we're seeing a lot of pleasing action right now with the law enforcement. I did find it very interesting, by the way, when it came to Trump's, it was like his like first speech after his crazy speech with the AI filter. But he was sitting there. He didn't talk about the FBI hunting this person down. He was talking about, you're going to find out why it's called the Department of War. I don't know why Nixon came out of my throat at that point, but yeah. I guess that's just a little bit of a peep show behind the curtain that Trump doesn't have faith in the FBI. Apparently, he's got faith in Hegseth to at least do his job. Maybe that's why there's fear. Someone's cracking the whip. But they're cracking the whip because they're in fear. I don't know. I have no context for the fear. It's just fear. And that's what gets me. Why are you afraid? Oh, and guess what? Epstein disappeared. I think Epstein disappeared for real this time. I don't have to worry about that anymore. They're really pissed off about Charlie dying. Now you've got all these influencers standing up that they're going to pick up Charlie's mic. Oh, and the worst one being old Benny Boy Shapiro. That guy could never pick up Charlie's mic. He's hateful. Have you seen him with debates with these kids? At least Charlie sits there, and his goal for most of them in the beginning is just sit there and try to have a courteous debate and not demoralize the other side. Because the goal, the ultimate goal is, oh, you win another warrior for your side. That's why Charlie was so effective. He understood the mission. You go talk to people. You hope that you can make them see the light or at least plant a seed that one day, even if it's not you that pushes them, someone else does. Shapiro's goal, Benny Boy, is to demoralize them, cement the fact that they will never want to join morality or empathy or any of the thing. They'll see you always as an oppressive, hateful individual. Just so he can say he won the debate. But he didn't. That's not a debate. That's like a rap battle. It's a debate battle. That's what it is. And I really think there needs to be a distinction. There's debate where your points are more valid and make more sense and stem from logic and facts. Or it's a debate battle where you take the morality out of your opponent. I think Jones would do well. He's not perfect. He's kind of off at times, but he cares. And I think that's where it would be. Actually, I don't like Fuentes. He's not my favorite. I think he's Milo, but on steroids. Milo's like a funny guy, insane, and can't figure out if he wants to be the devil or Jesus. But Fuentes, it's like he's totally embraced the devil. He's like a Roger Stone. He's an asshole. And you're just sitting there thinking, you're only on this team because you do what we want. Yes, right now, if most of you can't hear, I have had a son in there singing, and now he's playing the guitar. He's 5. I've already asked him to please be quiet for his singing. Now he is strumming the guitar. Yes, we do play music in this house. I think it's very important. Anyways, my son called me, the Marine, the ex-Marine. He's retired now. Medically retired. Thank you, COVID. He pretty much called me as soon as Charlie got shot. And he is of the group that Charlie was talking to. So he is an advocate for Charlie, very upset. And just, I think he was dumbfounded. And my other son comes home. He's a welder. Both of them been talking about it. I was like, holy cow, I was a good mama. Yes, I'm gonna toot my own horn. Nobody's quite happy about that. But my advice to my children and my advice to you is pretty much the same. You know what? Just stock up on some things. We don't know how this is going to go. And stay away from large crowds. Because it does seem like that the war has been declared in a kinetic way. Because the other thing that is happening, that it's not getting a whole lot of news coverage. Same day, Charlie shot down the road or somewhere in the same vicinity. A high school's getting shot up. Another school somewhere else, at University of Massachusetts, is shot up. It's like every day, multiple places are getting shot up by crazy leftists. And then recently, maybe unrelated or maybe related, seems kind of off, we get the beheading shit in Texas. Now, it seems like right now they're only targeting schools. Guess we all know why that's it. Oh, yeah, not only schools, but the Naval Academy, too. They had a lot of wounded. The Naval Academy, of all places. How odd, or I guess not odd, when you start realizing you are at war. Someone has declared war on you, and they're killing everyone that's in their hated group. And for some reason, it's always schools, which always makes me go back to the thought process that these kids were probably not of the popular crowd and felt that they deserved to be, maybe where they were made fun of for being dumbasses. No, dude, you cannot go out in the hallway and shit in a litter box. That's just gross. Anti-fascist. Unite. So, yeah, if you can order your groceries and go pick them up at the store. They do that, like the pickup thing. Do that. I would not go shopping. And if you do go shopping, it better be in and out, and you know where the hell you're going. You never know when somebody looks at somebody else cross-eyed or with a wonder look that they just lose their shit. Maybe they see a Trumper hat or something. There's Trump people in the store. I'm packing heat. It's time to mow down the grass. Because these people are that crazy. And I totally blame the parents. Yeah, there's something about empathy. We're going to do an article one day on it. Probably soon, because it needs to be done. You actually have to teach it. As a parent, you have to teach empathy. And not in the sense that people don't have empathy. Everyone's got empathy. It's just the same thing with watching body language. You have to be taught to see it from someone else's point of view. That is how you empathize. And you got to do it young. After they're young, the only thing that puts empathy in their brains is extremes in every category. They got to feel it in everything. It's got to be so devastating in their life that that's when empathy starts to grow when you're an adult. And that is not what I wish for this world. But at this point, as you can see how many of them there are, seems like pain is going to be the only teacher in this game. Why does God create so much suffering? Blame your parents. What did God say? Or not God, Jesus. You know, for the children that were led astray, better for the person to have a millstone swung around their necks. Yeah. If you think you're going to heaven and you got one of these lunatics celebrating this madness that's your blood, you ain't. You are not going anywhere but to be held accountable for the little monster you created. All right, I'm done rambling. Is your news personality AI? I watched a gentleman who had questions about a QAnon individual wondering whether she was AI or not. That got me thinking. The B-2 bomber's development began in the late 70s, and it was revealed to the world in 1988. GPS development started in 1973, achieved initial operation capability around 1990, and became fully available to civilians with high accuracy in 2000, though limited civilian access began in the 1980s. The internet was developed October 1969 with ARPANET's first message, while the World Wide Web was invented by Tim Berners-Lee in 1989 and became publicly available in 1991. These three are just examples of technologies that had at least a decade between development and a general public access. This leads me to believe that the baby AI we've first encountered publicly is just a warm-up. As we see the race to create the most dominant AI underway, I believe it's largely a show, in my opinion. AI has already been running many things behind the scenes for years. Advanced AI could have been around for over a decade, which might explain the rapid speed of tech development. It could also account for AI posing as social media influencers. This brings us to the question, how can you tell who is real and who is not? To spot the difference, we need to remember that it means what it means to be human. Humans need sleep, they need to eat, and they have a family. They need time for that too. So if you see an individual constantly posting with no discernible sleep schedule or without time for personal hygiene and family, that should be your first clue. AI influencers can be scheduled and programmed, so keep that in mind. Your next clue is spelling and grammar. While programs like Grammarly can help humans with spelling, they often correct a word to the right spelling but the wrong context. AI, on the other hand, seems to rarely make mistakes. Your final clue? Have you or anyone you've met in person ever seen this person? Has someone you know had an in-person conversation with them? Video calls do not count as proof of life.